LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 54. This is the podcast where we're reading through the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're back in the book of Job, and we will read chapters 15 and 16. If you would like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for this episode, 54. This is a listener-supported show. Please go to lifespringmedia.com/support for more information. All right, let's begin. Job chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "Does a wise man answer with empty counsel or fill himself with a hot east wind? Should he argue with useless talk or with words that serve no good purpose? But you even undermine the fear of God and hinder meditation before him. Your iniquity teaches you what to say, and you choose the language of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, not I. Your own lips testify against you. Were you the first person ever born, or were you brought forth before the hills? Do you listen in on the counsel of God, or have a monopoly on wisdom? What do you know that we don't? What do you understand that is not clear to us? Both the gray-haired and the elderly are with us, men older than your father. Are God's consolations not enough for you, even the words that deal gently with you? Why has your heart misled you, and why do your eyes flash as you turn your anger against God and allow such words to leave your mouth? What is man that he should be pure, or one born of woman that he should be righteous? If God puts no trust in his holy ones, and the heavens are not pure in his sight, how much less one who is revolting and corrupt, who drinks injustice like water? Listen to me, and I will inform you. I will describe what I have seen, what was declared by wise men and not suppressed by their ancestors. The land was given to them alone when no foreigner passed among them. A wicked man writhes in pain all his days. Only a few years are reserved for the ruthless. Dreadful sounds fill his ears. When he is at peace, a robber attacks him. He doesn't believe he will return from darkness. He is destined for the sword. He wanders about for food, saying, "Where is it?" He knows the days of darkness is at hand. Trouble and distress terrify him, overwhelming him like a king prepared for battle. For he has stretched out his hand against God and has arrogantly opposed the Almighty. He rushes headlong at him with his thick, studded shields. Though his face is covered with fat and his waistline bulges with it, he will dwell in ruined cities, in abandoned houses destined to become piles of rubble. He will no longer be rich. His wealth will not endure. His possessions will not increase in the land. He will not escape from the darkness. Flames will wither his shoots. And by the breath of God's mouth, he will depart. Let him not put trust in worthless things, being led astray, for what he gets in exchange will prove worthless. It will be accomplished before his time, and his branch will not flourish. He will be like a vine that drops its unripe grapes, and like an olive tree that sheds its blossoms. For the company of the godless will have no children, and fire will consume the tents of those who offer bribes. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil. Their womb prepares deception. Job chapter 16. Then Job answered, "I have heard many things like these. You are all miserable comforters. Is there no end to your empty words? What provokes you that you continue testifying? If you were in my place, I could also talk like you. I could string words together against you and shake my head at you. Instead, I would encourage you with my mouth, and my consolation from my lips would bring relief. Even if I speak, my suffering is not relieved, and if I hold back, what have I lost? Surely he has now exhausted me. You have devastated my entire family. You have shriveled me up. It has become a witness. My frailty rises up against me and testifies to my face. His anger tears at me, and he harasses me. He gnashes his teeth at me. My enemy pierces me with his eyes. They open their mouths against me and strike my cheeks with contempt. They join themselves together against me. God hands me over to unjust men. he throws me into the hands of the wicked. I was at ease, but he shattered me. He seized me by the scruff of the neck and smashed me to pieces. He set me up as his target. His archers surround me. He pierces my kidneys without mercy and pours my bile on the ground. He breaks through my defenses again and again. He charges at me like a warrior. I have sewn sackcloth over my skin. I have buried my strength in the dust. My face is grown red with weeping, and darkness covers my eyes, although my hands are free from violence and my prayer is pure. Earth, do not cover my blood. May my cry for help find no resting place. Even now my witness is in heaven, and my advocate is in the heights. My friends scoff at me as I weep before God. I wish that someone might arbitrate between a man and God, just as a man pleads for his friend. For only a few years will pass before I go the way of no return. Eliphaz is quite a friend, isn't he? Well, maybe he is. At least he leaves no doubt as to what he thinks of Job. I guess the best kind of friend is one who tells it like he sees it. Of course, in this case, we know that he sees it wrong. Eliphaz thinks that Job is full of hot air, that he's talking like a fool, that it's his sin that is talking. I guess Job's life previous to all these attacks by the enemy holds no weight with Eliphaz. Remember, Job was a good man. God said of him when he was talking to Satan, "No one else on earth is like him, a man of perfect integrity, who fears God and turns away from evil." I guess all of that was lost on Eliphaz. It seems that perhaps Eliphaz and Job's other friends might have taken some perverse pleasure in seeing what they perceived as Job's fall. Job was successful in every area of his life. He had financial wealth, he had health, and he had a large family. He had everything a guy could want. And then all of a sudden, one day it's all gone. And sad to say, in many cases, the more successful you are, the more people want to see you fall, even your supposed friends. Well, Job's response to Eliphaz was perfect. He said, "You are all miserable friends." The poor guy feels like his friends are against him, his own body's against him, and worst of all, that God is against him. Have you ever felt that way? My guess is, probably. It's part of the human experience, I think. Life is hard sometimes. As a matter of fact, I remember in some of my hardest times, I've used the exact same phrase that Job used in today's reading. In talking about how God was treating him, Job said, "He seized me by the scruff of the neck." I've felt that way a few times in my life. The difference is, in Job's case, he didn't deserve it. In my case, to my shame, I did. I was in a state of rebellion, and I felt as if God was holding me by the scruff of the neck over a chasm. Not a good feeling, but boy, did it get my attention. God is a good and loving God, and I'm thankful that He sometimes is a stern father. He caused me to turn back to Him like the prodigal son, and He graciously and lovingly took me back as He promises to do in 1 John 1:9, which says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Have you ever felt God dealing with you as a stern father? How did you respond? Let me know your thoughts. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow, our scripture is Isaiah 40 through 44. If you enjoy this podcast, please check out lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.